Well, for the first time in history of the WNBA, they've had a massive superstar on their hands, a huge reason to tune in and actually watch some WNBA games. How many points will she score? What amazing things will she do tonight? There's just one big problem, of course. That superstar is Caitlin Clark, and she is a straight white woman in 2024. You can't have that. A straight white woman who, you know, is not afraid to embrace the fact that she's a woman, embraces her feminine energy, plays with babies on the sidelines of the court. The enthusiasm for the WNBA right now, of course, is off the charts. Record-setting viewership, attendance at games, merchandise sales. Young girls are asking parents to take them to games. I mean, my daughter plays basketball. I could imagine her like watching a Caitlin Clark game and saying, can we go to a game?
Yeah.
Can we go see Caitlin Clark play?
Our daughter is the next Caitlin Clark. I'm yes. just going to tell you, she's amazing.
If she can stop playing with her hair during the middle of a game, yes, right. she will be.
Okay, can I ask a question about this? I know nothing about basketball or Caitlin Clark, but is she an Anna Kournikova where?
No.
Okay.
No. And if I could show you some of the footage, which I can't because we'll get a copyright strike.
You know what I mean by that, though.
Yes, I know what you mean. But when she can nail a three-pointer from beyond the three-point line and carry a team. No. And when, of course, yes. No. She's not an Anna Kournikova.
What I mean by that, if you don't know the reference, is that Anna Kournikova was famous for being beautiful. She was a good tennis star, but she was not a great tennis star. She was more famous for being beautiful. So Caitlin Clark, obviously, she's beautiful. But she's not. Okay. I just needed to. Okay.
No.
Is that a dumb question?
No, it's not a dumb. It's a good question. No, Caitlin Clark.
You rolled
Clark,
your eyes at me.
No, I didn't.
Roll yeah, you did.
Oh, well, I, you know, that's.
Philip, did he roll his eyes at me?
Marriage.
He acted like that was not
the
a.
Tape.
Okay. Yeah, Philip, good answer. Great answer. Anyway, merchandise for the Indiana Fever is selling like hotcakes right now. And like Michael Jordan selling Chicago Bulls t-shirts or Larry Bird selling Boston Celtics gear. They've never seen this before. But this is not the hero the liberal left wants, as the Los Angeles Times laments in one of their most infuriating articles that I've read in a long time, which is saying something for the Los Angeles Times. Here's the headline and here's the story. Caitlin Clark marketing boom is celebrated, but also draws questions of race and equity. So the whole thing starts off by admitting that Caitlin, yes, is a phenom, as a rookie, right? And a once-in-a-lifetime player. And the LA Times even admits that she's brought tons of interest to the sport. And then the piece just descends into liberal chaos, as you could imagine that it would. So let's just go through this article because I want their words to speak for themselves here. So here's the LA Times. Women's basketball has never seen anything like Caitlin Clark, the sweet shooting rookie guard for the WNBA's Indiana Fever. She's Taylor Swift with a jump shot, Mia Hamm in a singlet, a figure so transcendent she's changing her profession. More than 55,000 people showed up to watch her play a practice game last fall, and her final college game drew 24 million TV viewers this spring. That's 3.5 times larger than the audience for the Serena Williams final tennis match.
Wow.
Yeah. More than 3 million people tuned in on ESPN just to watch her get drafted. After that, Nike signed her to the most lucrative sponsorship deal in women's basketball history, a $28 million agreement that includes a signature shoe. Michael Jordan's first deal with Nike was worth less than a tenth of that. So what makes the ponytailed Clark, just 22, so special? Sure, she's the leading scorer in women's college basketball history. So to answer your Anna Kournikova question, but how many people have heard of Lynette Woodard, the woman she passed? And for all of her individual accomplishments, she's never won a state or national team title. Okay, well, remember Michael Jordan, right? At the very beginning of his career, of course, he was scoring 55 points a game. And it wasn't until he realized, hey, not necessarily just him, but the coaching, can you pass the ball a little bit more? Can you actually have some support staff that actually makes this a championship team? The Bulls weren't winning championships until that happened, right? Yes, he could score 55 points against Boston Celtics' Larry Bird and dribble amazingly, but it wasn't until the five players came together and started dominating and win championships. So we get it. She's 22, but nevertheless. So here's the LA Times. It goes on. But Clark, who will lead the Fever against the Sparks on Friday at Crypto.com Arena, also stands out for who she's not. In a league which approximately 70% of the players are Black, nearly a third identify as LGBTQ, and most come from urban environments, Clark is white, straight, and from Iowa. So that's, of course, a problem for the Los Angeles
Clearly,
Times.
With the way that sentence structure is set up. So, okay, you buckle up for what you call neo-racism.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Now, right?
And so I love how the Los Angeles Times sets all of this up, explains the enthusiasm, explains what a great scorer she is, the enthusiasm for the WNBA, all of that. And then they get quotes. The Los Angeles Times like reaches out to people from the Atlantic.com to get their perspective. Like, that's who you're sourcing to get like a perspective on if she's okay to be a superstar. So let me just read the further here. And that sets her apart even more than her shooting skills, is that she's straight, white, and from Iowa. We would all be very naive if we didn't say race and her sexuality played a role in her popularity, said Hill, now a contributing writer at The Atlantic and host of the Jemele Hill is Unbothered's podcast.
Wait, does he play basketball? Is he a media critic? He's just someone who's willing to dish out some neo-racism, which they clearly wanted.
Exactly. So that's Atlantic, a host at The Atlantic now. So when you want to tune in, you go to The Atlantic to get your frames of reference right now.
Okay.
Or other liberal rags. Why don't you reach out to The Daily Beast and get their take on it? A Chelsea Clinton-backed organization in New York City. Like, we're just randomly getting liberals to comment now on stories like this. And she says, while so many people are happy for Caitlin's success, including the players, this has had such an enormous impact on the game. There is a part of it that's a little problematic because of what it says about the worth and the markability of the players who are already there. So she's being like, these other players are being overlooked because now savior Caitlin has arrived. And so that's a problem.
But you can quantify worth. If she's scoring all these points, she's getting more money for her actual achievements and talent.
And on
top
of that,
easy to quantify.
The, you know, sellout crowds,
right.
You know, the enthusiasm for merchandise, people are buying, yeah. You know, they're watching games for the first time, they're going to games for the first time. That is quantifiable. By the way, her teammates, because they used to fly commercial flights, the teams on the WNBA. You know, the NBA rents chartered flights. Like if you're like, you know, the Chicago Bulls, you're not flying commercial. Well, the WNBA was up until Caitlin Clark arrives in the WNBA. Now all of her team members are also now part of a chartered flight. So this is something that's lifted all boats.
Rising tide floats all boats. Yeah.
Nicole Melton, co-director of the Laboratory for Inclusion and Diversity in Sport at the University of Massachusetts, agrees. Caitlin fits a very comfortable narrative for a lot of people in the United States. She said she comes from the heartland. She's an amazing talent. She's also white. She's a straight woman, right? There's not a lot of things that would make people feel uncomfortable with that person being successful.
Okay, I would like to ask this same person why we're so comfortable with Serena Williams dominating a white person's sport then, because that doesn't fit that narrative.
Right. Or Michael Jordan, by the way. I mean, what did people say? Michael Jordan was the reason Michael Jordan was the reason I watched the NBA. I was from Philadelphia. I should have been watching the 76ers, right? But I was obsessed with watching Michael Jordan play and Scottie Pippen. And it didn't matter the color of his skin. He was an amazing athlete. And I wanted to watch him play. It didn't matter. It didn't matter at all.
Right.
And, you know, if I cared about white people so much, I would have been like a golf fan. No, I would have been like a Detroit Pistons fan or something, just so I could, you know, watch those guys, the Bruisers. Right.
Sure.
So, no. And that's not why I watched. I watched because he was amazing. He was transcendent. Right. And he was a good person. Still, as they write here, this is what Hot Air had to say about this, and I like this. Still, Caitlin Clark has created some interest in the sport, and I have to say that the little I know of her makes her look wholesome and nice. She likes babies, seems humble, and apparently is quite talented. It's almost like she's a person, not a sports star, and people seem to like that. She hasn't even derided America, beat anybody up, impregnated some groupie, or come out as trans. What's not to like? Well, she's straight and white, and that seems unfair. People have fallen in love with her instead of other higher-ups on the intersectional ladder. So, of course...
But doesn't everybody have the opportunity to outscore her?
Yes.
I could do that if I really wanted to, right?
Right. I mean, there are other players who've now, like, because she's brought so much attention to the team, a lot of people are noticing other players on her team and like, wow, like, these other players on the Indiana Fever are pretty good too. Like, let's pay attention to them too.
Yeah.
Like, she's brought a spark to it.
You know, I just would like to, this is a wonderful term that I think that we all should use when we see this in action. It comes from Coleman Hughes' book, The End of Race Politics, where he outlines exactly what neo-racism is. And we're seeing this right now. He says that neo-racists agree that race matters deeply and inherently, not because of genetics and divine decree. Instead, they believe race matters for societal and historical reasons, namely that discrimination in favor of non-whites is justified on account of the hardships they endure and hardships their ancestors endured at the hands of whites. So we cannot see any, you know, success or good things happening to white people because that's not evening the score. So this is what we see here, neo-racism. We're about to show you a clip from The View of that, the most perfect example that I can think of, this clip you're going to show.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, I've been a basketball fan since I can remember. I played basketball with my dad in Harlem when I was 5 years old. Uh-huh. So I remember loving the game, and the game not necessarily loving women back, right?
At all.
And the WNBA started in 1996. Uh-huh. First games played in 1997. It's 2024, and we're just really now talking about it. And so if Caitlin Clark is the vehicle that will bring this sport that I have loved so much and so long to little five-year-old girls playing in Harlem, I say yes, bravo. Yes. I have no problem with that. With that being said, I do think that there is a thing called pretty privilege. There is a thing called white privilege. There is a thing called tall privilege. And we have to acknowledge that. And so the part of it is about race, because if you think about the Brittany Griners of the world, you know, why did she have to go to play in Russia?
Because they wouldn't pay her.
Because they wouldn't pay her.
Because they wouldn't pay her. Not because she was black, but because they didn't believe in the WNBA.
This is part of my point. So now, you know, Caitlin Clark is bringing this money, these sponsorships, we hope, into the league, and other players will benefit from it. But I do think that she is more relatable to more people because she's white, because she's attractive. And unfortunately, there still is that stigma of against the LGBTQ plus community. 70% of the WNBA is black. A third of the players are in the LGBTQ plus community. And we have to do something about that stigma in this country. I think that people have a problem with basketball playing women that are lesbians. Who cares? They are great athletes.
Well, you can't tell a lesbian unless she tells you she's a lesbian. Because it's not like you look over and go, oh, there's one.
You don't know. They're pretty open in the league, and I'm happy that they're open
in the league. Yes, but
okay, so who then would you like us to give a shoe deal then that's scoring like that? Just tell me. Tell me and I'll do it if that's what she wants, if that'll make her happy.
Right, because again, the excitement that's been brought to the WNBA has elevated everyone, and that's being rewarded as a result. I mean, you can't pick your superstars like this. And yes, Nike has jumped on and of course made this massive shoe deal with her, but like there's so much whining going on as a result of this. And if so, would they be okay if she's a lesbian? Mm-hmm. Would they be okay? They'd be happier, but not quite all the way there because she'd still be white.
Yes.
So that would be a problem, right? So that would still be a problem.
And from Iowa, which a whole state is problematic.
That's apparently a problem as well, right? That's a conservative state. So yeah, that's also a problem. I didn't hear them complaining when Tiger Woods elevated, you know, the PGA.
Yeah.
No one was watching golf. It was in the toilet.
Right.
Then Tiger Woods comes along and suddenly there's kids are playing golf for the first time.
Right.
People like, you had all these fat golfers, people, they started lifting weights because they're like, oh, that's what it takes to win. You actually lift weights and like get yourself healthy. And like kids are playing golf and it like exploded. Golf courses open, people are buying gear. Like it went crazy. Then he has his injuries and he's out, and then golf goes back down again. Right. So I didn't hear anyone complaining about that. I didn't hear anyone complaining about Serena and Venus Williams.
No.
Who set tennis on fire. And then of course, all like, lifted up entire communities about they weren't gay, right? As far as I know.
No, neither of them are gay.
So Charles Barkley had this to say. He's like, he's so sick of all the whining about this and thinks that they need to shut up Listen to Charles.
You women out there, y'all petty, man. Hey, LeBron, you 100% right on these girls hating on Caitlin Clark. Y'all petty, girls. I expect men to be petty because we're the most insecure group in the world.
Yeah, you are.
Y'all should be thanking that girl for getting y'all ass private charters, all the money and visibility she bring into the WNBA. Don't be petty like dudes. Listen, what she's accomplished, give her her flowers. Stop being petty, all you women out there. She got y'all ass charters. She bringing all y'all this money to the table, but y'all being petty like dudes. LeBron, you are 100% right. Y'all girls, stop being petty. Caitlin Clark, thank you for bringing all that money and shine to the WNBA.
Well, they're going to hate you even more now.
Hey, listen, they can't do anything to me.
They're going
to
hate you.
they can hate on me. But that mailman better be in my damn house the 1st and the 15th.
Right. For another year.
let us continue our discussion.
I love Charles. So anyway, he speaks his mind. I feel. What did LeBron say? So LeBron, he was speaking. LeBron did an interview just the day before, and he talked about how, thankfully, Caitlin Clark's bringing so much attention to the WNBA, and that she should rise above it and just not even get involved in this petty squabbles. Like, let these people talk. Let she just keep doing what she's doing, scoring points, being a team. Being a fantastic role model for people. And he said, look, I've been through it. I've been through it when there's all this attention on you in this way. And he said, just rise above it, stay away from it. Don't get dragged into it. She nailed an amazing 3-pointer last night from like 3 feet behind the 3-point line. Anyway, good stuff. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see like little girls who want to watch WNBA for the first time.
Yeah. Here for it.
Yeah. There you go. Let us know your thoughts on this in the comments below. I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.